Hello, and welcome to a new podcast. My name is Casey Animates, and I'm joined by Toxic Toucan.
Hey, how's it going? Is there
what
like
the
a...
What the heck was that? Are you doing like a voice?
No.
It sounded completely different.
Hello.
It sounded like
hello.
When you're doing the improv thing.
How
anyway,
are you?
this is a podcast
my introduction voice.
That we're starting. So this is episode one. Which means a lot of people probably don't know anything about us. So, Toxic, you do a Minecraft channel?
Yeah, actually, like, I play Minecraft daily, and Obsidian, I mine that as much as possible, I think. No, I'm not. That's not my... I don't know. I was trying to go for a joke there, but there was nothing there. I was like, oh, what do Minecraft YouTubers do?
The joke is that there actually is a Toxic Toucan... a YouTuber that is a Minecraft channel.
I tried to ask for my name. I was like, can you like delete your channel, please? Oh, shoot. And he was like, dude, what the frick? And I was like, no, I mean, like, your content's, because you just like change your name, because, like, I don't really want this to, like, pop up.
Can you delete your channel? Hey, man. Hey, you know, it's cool and everything, but do you mind deleting your channel?
Could you please fade into obscurity like me? Like, I don't know. It's just like, I looked at it, I was like, gameplay video with no talking on it. So it's like, what? This isn't even like, this isn't even technically under that like privileged like ability to use games transformatively. It's like this, wow. It's like some like 10-year-old using Bandicam with the Bandicam like smack dab in the bottom. I don't know.
Yep. Yeah,
so I had my friend went on one of his videos and was like, dude, sweet name. Because he's always my YouTube channel. He's like, dude, sweet name. It's so cool and original. He's like, where'd you think of it? And he was like, yeah, I know. It's pretty sweet, isn't it? I was like, oh, I hate you.
All right, we'll talk about what you actually do. So you don't actually do Minecraft.
No. I mean, I did on my old channel, but that's my, what I actually
do. We don't talk about old channels anymore.
They're bad. What I do is commentary for YouTube. So I talk about whatever subjects interest me, be it like drama or news in general or movies, anything that's kind of interesting topic. Used to be a lot about drama before the Paul brothers took over and I kind of lost interest.
Yeah, I feel like just drama got worse and worse. I'm more into like just doing animation. And I'm still kind of finding what I do. But
hey.
We met from...
Shut up a second.
Okay.
What do you do for your channel, like, in general? I feel like I should ask you the same question, right?
Yeah. No, that's a fair question.
All right. Is that, like, how we're doing this? Like,
I'm still kind of figuring it out. But I have a lot of things in the works, but I'm not going to mention them here just in case they fall through. Hmm. So... right now, I guess it's a podcast channel, but I'm hoping to change that. Anyway, we met through doing, we met talking about drama back in the day. And we even had a podcast where we had that with two other people. But we're probably not going to mention a lot of drama here, unless it's like interesting and probably different from, well, like, if it affects YouTube, then of course we're gonna mention it, because we're both, you know, YouTube's big for us, and so we'll probably talk about it if it's like affecting the platform. I know there's been a lot of changes recently just with the whole controversy from the Suicide Forest.
Yeah. I feel like I would talk about things that are like really big like that if it has to do with like the Paul brothers, but if it's like they're like little squabbles, that's like so exhausting by now and fake that it just seems like, I don't know. I want to talk about things that are like interesting. Like if it's interesting to me, like, I don't know. But yeah, not too much drama, I suppose. Like, whenever it's interesting, like, there's, like, drama going on with this guy who was throwing water in people's faces. And
oh yeah, I saw
and
that. I was,
and they were like, "Oh, it's an acid prank," even though it's not called an acid prank on his video, but because he did it in London, it's an acid prank. And then like all the commentary channels are like hyping it crazy, like it's the worst crazy thing that's ever happened. I'm like, this just seems so like overhyped. I guess like I don't know. Maybe I'm just like a little bit desensitized to it.
Just wrong and like. I don't know. Yeah.
Like, is there that much to say about it? It's a stupid prank and it's irritating, but pranks like that have existed forever. So I don't really see what the big deal is. Like Balls of Steel, like a popular English TV show, they like would jump on people's backs and see how long they could ride on their back for. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't, I guess I understand. I mean, I'm probably in the minority here, but it just seems a little overhyped.
I don't think you're in the minority at all. It's not interesting to me other than like summing it up in, you know, 10 or less words, kind of like you did just now. You can kind of figure out what's going on. It's not really, you don't really have to talk about it for 10 minutes though, which a lot of these commentators do. Gosh, man. I still don't understand how you can like... Who thinks it's a good idea to make a 10-minute video where you know that you repeat yourself a lot and you're not adding anything to make it to the mark? You're just doing it because you want more ad revenue, which
doesn't even matter. For half of the channels,
I'm sure
now,
money's tight for a lot of these people, but just I don't understand why you would put yourself out there like that to like, just, you know, like, get some work, get like a side job or something. I don't know.
To me, and this is just my personal, because I'm not digging on anybody who actually does that kind of stuff too much, because it's like, whatever, it's your living, it's how you like to do it, it's your type of videos. But for me personally, I don't like the idea of saying extra than I need to. Like, I'd rather have a 4 to 5 minute video and have it do poorly view wise but have it feel genuine to me than do a 10 minute video that I hate that does really well, because I've had videos that I've done that did fair and I just thought they were like trash videos, and I still am like more upset that I just went with it than just like not doing it. So maybe that, I mean, that's a part of my stagnation in YouTube in general anyways, is I just don't, I get too worked up in the fine details of, you know, trying,
of uploading,
being like, do I want to sell out a little bit? Do I want to like just do me? And then I just get frustrated and like don't.
I totally know where you're coming from. I used to do all these like speed art videos. I just stopped doing them because I didn't think they were good enough, and I don't know. I kind of just want to start like doing stuff that doesn't take that small amount of time to create, you know?
Yeah, whereas I feel like if I did like daily videos just talking about whatever was relevant, sure, I'd probably grow pretty fast, but I just don't know. I want to do things more off of like artistic value than just like subscribers. So like if it's something I enjoy and like doing, I'll do it. But if I did like daily videos, I just don't think I would long term enjoy it. It's like, I guess I don't really want to be a full-time YouTuber unless like I had really good ideas all the time.
Well, and you can be a full-time YouTuber without doing an upload schedule where you're uploading every day. Plenty of people like JonTron, for example. I think JonTron's my favorite. I shouldn't say this. I was going to say like his upload schedule is the best, but that's now that I think about it, since there's been like months and months where he never uploads, but whenever he does come up with something, then it's really high quality, and you know,
what's even like the Colossal is Crazy thing, right? Like him or Colossal is Crazy, they all have like very entertaining videos. You just have to wait for them. Yeah.
Although I'd say Colossal, I don't know, his, if somehow JonTron uploads a little bit more than Colossal.
He does.
I know that there's,
I think a, he does a little bit a less
job,
research.
And the other one, it's not a job.
Yeah. I mean, Colossal, I feel like, puts a lot of research into his videos, whereas like JonTron is usually like a review of like one specific video or a few like movies or, I mean, the skits are really hard. But I don't know how his production team is now.
No, he's got a pretty big production team in terms of creators.
Yeah, no, I like JonTron. I was going to make a joke about things he said, but, you know, I'm going to leave that.
You're going to make a joke about what?
I was going to be like, oh, you like JonTron. Is it because of his, like, concerns about race?
Oh.
And then I was just going to see a reaction, so.
But, yeah, I don't even know where I stand with that.
That was kinda, so far in the past. I feel like people probably don't even remember what that really was.
I know.
Happening.
He apologized really well for anyone who doesn't know somehow. Then JonTron, I don't know. He said some things. He tried to debate somebody, and ended up saying some things that were pretty. I guess
they came off
hurtful.
As they came off as like. Racist, even though like intentions weren't like in that same regard, I guess. So I don't know.
Yeah,
he just you'd have to look it up in order to really like gather a good opinion on it, anyways. But
I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get in trouble with JonTron by saying he's not good at debating, and that's a big part of like what the problem was. But yeah, that was a long time ago. So, now he's just. Sticking to what he's good at.
Making videos. Good. I liked his last videos. I thought they were really good, like entertaining. I still like the stuff where he reviews content best, but it's my kind of like stuff that I like anyways. So
yeah. Well here, let's talk about the podcast name before too much time goes by, because we don't know what the podcast is called yet, even though this is the first episode.
Wow.
Do you want me to go through the names
through your
I
list.
Picked
yes,
out?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, the first one I came up with was Shady Deals.
I feel like that's a pretty gangster name. Like we're doing
no,
like
maybe.
Shady Deals. Like, I've got like sunglasses on.
I was trying
on.
To go for something like a little like darker. Yeah.
Oh, like
yeah.
Shady Deals, but like the S is a Z maybe. Like
okay, that sounds too... No, that's like too much... Of like what you were saying with like
the gangster
being, trying to be gangster.
I got like my sunglasses.
I'm not
on
trying to make
I,
it. Like,
I pass you like my Kit Kat bar, and I'm like, I got liquid heroin in here, and you're like, yeah, sweet,
liquid heroin.
Yeah, it's a thing. I've decided.
It is a thing.
Yeah,
like
well,
like that's how you inject it, right?
I mean, yeah,
sure
heroin is
up,
like liquid
so
anyways
liquid.
When you inject it, right? Into
yeah,
your veins.
Exactly.
Well, this actually got dark quickly. We're like, let's talk about how you inject heroin in your veins. Like, oh man. Jeez.
Yeah, I feel like we get on dark subjects pretty often.
No, I mean, Shady Deals, right? That's it?
Shady Deals.
Oh man, I know I was taking the piss out of it, but no, that's not bad.
And then I'm not as partial to this one. But I was trying to come up with a name that would use the word umbra, which is, you know, a word for dark, but and then I had like day umbra, which is like contradictory, which I kind of like, but I don't know, maybe
day
using
umbra?
The word
like,
umbra. Yeah, I don't know. But I don't want it to
how
sound
do you spell
like,
that? It's like
we're a little too full of ourselves. UMBRA.
Oh, I mean, that's exactly how I thought it'd be spelled. No, that's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like our name is going to be like pretentious
cool.
as pretentious as Frick
I
because of Day Umbra, like Day
You don't
in
think it sounds pretentious?
Why, right? Like just like Day Dark.
Yeah, D-A-Y.
Yeah, okay.
And then Umbra.
No, I think that sounds
U-M-B-R-A.
Pretty sick. I like that one
and
actually
then the
a
third
lot.
One.
How about Day Umbrella? I'm just kidding.
No, that's okay. And then the third one was at obscurity. I don't know about
like
that
one. At symbol?
Or? I think that's what I said about the last one. No. I mean, if it was an at symbol, also it could...
You
could
just like link, you know, to our Twitter.
Any of these could have been like different. Yeah, I know. I'm sure that is somebody's name already on Twitter. But yeah, at obscurity. Oh, that'd be weird if we had a Twitter for the podcast that was at symbol and then at obscurity.
I can't even say that. I kind of like at obscurity. You know, I recently like tried to come up with like a band name for myself, even though I'm like one person, and I'm like going with like Awkward Limbs is what I ended up making the name. I was like, kind of like this. So like, yeah, I don't know. I really like the Day Umbra. It sounds pretty.
Day Umbra?
Gay. Oh, really? Except people are going to call it Gay Umbra. Oh, geez. We already got all the...
We're already finding insults for it.
People are going to be like, wow, stupid podcast. Gay Umbra.
Gay Umbra.
Oh, man. That's too easy, though. You know, if you're going to insult
our
podcast and call it Gay Umbra, you got no creativity, you know?
That's not... People are going to... People are going to click on it. Thinking we're gonna talk about like gay rights or something.
Just don't mess up.
You're sorely disappointed.
Yeah, you're like gay dark. It's about gay black men.
That'll be the parody podcast.
We're two like super white dudes talking about like two super white straight dudes talking about gay rights for black men. I don't see a problem, right?
Yeah, no, there's. I'm sure people will be all over that. We'll get like 3 followers.
It's niche. I like it. Just kidding. Because I think add obscurity, not like obscurity is like a super hard word to spell, but I think it'd be cool if we had something like people that aren't good at spelling or knowing how words are spelled could spell easy. Like Umbra is like phonetic.
Yeah, we can also switch around these, like Shady Obscurity.
Mm-hmm. Shady well, Umbra. Deals
just sounds dumb.
Dark Umbra.
Dark Umbra.
And then should be Dark
That's
Dark.
That's kind of Dark Dark. The Dark Dark Podcast.
We're the
Dark
Dark. Oh, yeah,
we gotta add the word podcast to the end of
dark
it.
Dark Umbra. Dark Umbra Podcast. What about Shadow Umbra?
Shadow Umbra. Do you think that's too much?
Shadow Umbra Podcast.
That's too edgy? Mm.
The edge is very real on this. Reaper Umbra.
Reaper Umbra.
Speaking of edge and Overwatch.
Reaper Undead Black Metal Umbra Podcast. That would be a mouthful to introduce.
That would be a little bit much. Wait, Umbra Penumbra.
I forget what penumbra means.
I think it has something. I think it also means. Let me check. Yeah, it's like so. Like umbra is like the darkest part of the shadow, and like penumbra is like the outer region of the shadow. So
yeah, it's a mouthful.
Umbra penumbra. It's kind of fun to say
umbra,
though.
Penumbra. Umbra penumbra.
Dude, you listen to Umbra Penumbra Podcast? Penumbra. Umbra Penumbra Podcast. It's so good. It just flows off your tongue. Actually, what about Penumbra Podcast? This is really short.
Penumbra. Let's look that up on the Googles and see if it exists already. Probably not. Nobody would be that dumb. Oh, no. There's actually a Penumbra Podcast.
There's actually a Penumbra Podcast?
There actually is a Penumbra. Shout out to them.
They came up with the Penumbra Podcast. It sounds good. It's kind of like it flows off your tongue. But it's already taken. Penumbra Podcast.
Wow, yeah. They've been at it for a while. Plus, and by a while, I mean 1 year ago.
Oof. There you go. Oh, it's a radio play. Let's do a radio play. Decided just now.
What?
We're gonna do a radio play podcast.
You like right now?
No, I mean either in a second. That's what we're gonna do. We're gonna act out
radio play.
It's radio. Radio plays like
in how it.
It's like a podcast, like Night Vale.
Oh, but it's,
but you actually act as different people, and you have your own world and theme building and story. I'm just joking.
It's a radio show, but yeah, it's a podcast.
But it's a podcast, like 20-30 minutes.
I understand.
It's like an episode of a
radio show.
It's like an episode of a TV show. So I'm like, all right. So it's
scripted.
Hold your hands up.
But it's not scripted.
Yeah, or it's scripted or not scripted, depending on how you do it. But I could be like,
that's just fucking stupid.
Hold your hands up, Casey. I'm going to shoot you.
So it's improv. And you're like,
no, it can be scripted.
Is it scripted or non-scripted? And even if it isn't, if that's you like say saying that it's like non-scripted, a TV show that's just a podcast.
What? It's a radio show. Because
one thing's, yeah, it's either a show or, well, okay, maybe, I don't know. I can't think of any podcasts that are scripted. That's just kind of
Night Vale is scripted. It's a radio show. Okay, think of more along the lines of like Hi-Ho Silver type, like if something was like just done in a podcast. No, but that's
not a podcast. What you mentioned wasn't a podcast.
Yeah, but Penumbra Podcast. Wait, hold on. Each episode takes form in a 30 to 50 minute radio play. So I'm sure that they are stories that are told as in a podcast rather than a podcast where like two people talk about things random things or whatever. So like a radio show would be like a dramatic show where like you're Tom Jones and I'm Tony Bamanaboni. And
we should do that though. We did some improv that was pretty funny one time, and I'm planning on maybe making an animation out of it, crossing my fingers. Don't hate me if that falls through, but we should do that here like once in a while.
We could. We have one improv a month or something like that. That'd be kind of funny. Fun.
Oh yeah. And we could also do a like movie review as well.
Yeah. Movie review Monday.
Well, I guess we don't have to do the movie review every time. I feel like both of us watch movies quite a bit. Like I could do one right now.
Yeah, I just watched the new theaters. I just watched the new Thor, and I was like,
"Oh really? Oh shoot! I really want to see that one. Are you gonna spoil it? Are you gonna spoil it if you talk about it?"
No, but I mean, it was just battle. It was like Battlestar Galactica. No, it was like Guardians of the Galaxy, but with the Thor characters.
Battlestar Galactica.
Yeah. No, it's like Guardians of the Galaxy, like. Pretty much note for note, but with like Thor characters. There's one thing I do want to spoil.
When Hulk, though.
You know Natalie Portman in the first two movies?
Oh, she's blonde, right? Is that what you're gonna say?
Nah, she's not in it, and she's also broke up with him. It's like a line of dialogue, and they're like, "Oh, blah, Natalie Portman broke up," or she's like, "Natalie Portman broke up with you." He's like, "Nah, I broke up with her." Cue laugh track.
Is that really in the movie?
Yeah.
That's so dumb.
It's because she ended her contract, and so they were like, "We're gonna write her out," kind of like they did with like Iron Man, and he's like, "Yeah, Pepper is not in my life anymore." But then in the Spider-Man movie, she's back. So like, I don't know what happened. But that's how they write characters in and out. Yeah,
because she was a big part of Iron Man 3.
So like in Civil War, he's like, "Nah, she's not a part of my life anymore." And then in like the new Spider-Man film, she's like with them. He's like, "We're back together."
Yeah. I'm
like,
yeah.
Well, okay.
I think he proposes to her at the end of Spider-Man.
Yeah. Maybe weird. She signed her contract for another few years.
I think so. Cause she was in 3. That was a decent movie. I liked that one. I liked Iron Man 3.
Wow. Okay.
But anyway, the movie I was going to talk about was, Jumanji with, Dwayne. Okay. The Rock Johnson.
All right,
and
okay.
Let's count Black.
Can we count to down from 3 and then give a movie rating? Like shot it at the same time.
Oh shoot. Okay, hold on. I gotta think of what I would give it. Cause okay. All right. Are we gonna be on 3?
So yeah, you count to like 1, 2, 3, and on 3 we wait.
Okay, hold on.
One, two, three.
Wait. Okay, we want to do like 1, 2, 3, go, like we do for the for when we record.
Yeah, we could
or hit the recording works. Button.
You do it though, because you know.
Okay, hold on. I gotta think of what I would give it. Okay, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
All right. 1, 2, 3, go. 6.
7. Oh, okay. We were pretty fair. Actually, like, I went into that film.
I would have given it more if it was closer to the original Jumanji, because I thought about this a lot, and because it's not as dark, then you're kind of missing out on what Jumanji was, because there was some really, like, dark and, like, and scary themes to the first Jumanji with Robin Williams, and even the spiritual sequel, Zathura, wasn't as dark, but it still had those, like, scary elements mm-hmm. to it. But I didn't feel like it was as scary. Maybe it was just the concepts weren't as scary.
My, like, major criticism, new one. My major criticism of it would probably be the same as yours, is that, like, Jumanji, those films have always had a bit of, like, corniness to them. This was, like, balls to the walls corny, which I was with, because I went in, like, expecting, like, to hate it. But then somehow, like, the delivery of jokes, like, in the trailer, I did not laugh at all. I was like, this is dumb. The first trailer, I was like, I'm going to hate this.
I stopped listening to trailers. I think just people don't make good trailers, even if it's a good movie.
I saw it, though.
I don't use it as, like, how I judge things anymore.
All the jokes are, like, very well timed, and, like, the characters somehow, were believable enough as their, like, the kids' versions. Like, I was, like, somehow in the movie enough where I was like, these are kids. Like, The Rock is this nerdy guy. This is this, like, I was, except for, and this is another one of my major criticisms, is, you know, Kevin Hart's character is, like, Kevin Hart. He doesn't really, like, he kind of tries to act like
over the
jock.
Top.
I mean, he just, like, comes across as, like, crazy Kevin Hart, where you're kind of taken out of it a little bit, because, like, the Dwayne Johnson doesn't act like
that. You were taken out of it? I wasn't taken out of it by Kevin Hart's performance, to be honest. I was expecting him to be a lot more over the top and, like, annoying than he was. I guess
it's because, like, the character presented in the beginning barely talks.
Also, Jack Black could have been, like, way too much and over the top. That's what the trailer suggested, that it was going to be, like, way too much. Like, ha ha ha, isn't it funny that it's a girl trapped in a fat guy? Let's just go ahead and make this the main focus of every joke.
Even the jokes didn't feel like beaten down to death. And I feel like the film had surprisingly enough heart. Like, not anywhere near where I would say the same amount of heart that the first Jumanji has. I mean, of course, it's like Robin Williams, and he puts heart into most films he's in.
I think that was because it's cheesy that it didn't have as much heart. Well,
although I felt like it worked because they were in a video game, so everybody was like a programmed AI and was meant to act like the tropes were made sense because they were like video game tropes. I feel like they could have played more into the video game tropes a little bit.
They could have made it a little more serious, and I think that it probably would have helped it a little bit.
Especially
with the whole extra lives thing, because you see every character. I mean, I don't know how much we want to spoil, but
spoilers.
Because there are extra lives, then you will see the characters die,
mm-hmm.
but then they just come back right back. So that kind of like removes the importance of like of what death means.
I thought it was
just kind of
well
like
implemented.
Subconsciously.
It was well implemented because, like, certain characters would have, like, one life left, and they'd be like, crap, I die. Like, and stressful near the end. Like, surprisingly, the movie pulled me along, like, with, like, really well.
Well, yeah, the stakes weren't high until they were down to one life. As mm-hmm. soon as they introduced the whole lives thing, and then I was like, okay, all right, so we're not going to care until they're down to one. So I was
right,
like, keeping track in my head. Okay, this person's at 3. That's okay. 3, 3, 2. And then you came across one of the other characters who were down to 1. And it's like, okay, well, now stakes are finally high because this person will die for real.
No, but it's really good. And like the super, like, I guess, dumb jokes. Like, the cake joke, I really thought was funny, too. Like, I don't know if it's, like,
Oh, yeah.
Like, I laughed more during Jumanji than I laughed during the new Thor movie, which was, like, I'd say is another comedy. And I don't know if the timing was better or if I was just enjoying myself while I was at Jumanji more so. But I enjoyed the movie on, like a funny kind of scale a lot more. Like, taking it as a comedy worked really well.
Oh, it's a good comedy.
Taking it as, like, a serious film, not as much. Although, I'd have to say that, super spoiler alert. At the end, when the throughout the whole movie, they have a really good way of presenting the romance with, like, the Jack Black character and, like, you know, the Jonas Brother character. And, like, by the, like, while they're there, I'm like, I wonder if he's going to be, like, old when he comes back or whatnot. Like, I was just, like, curious. And I thought, like, oh, maybe he'll be old and she'll go with him regardless of the fact that he's kind of, like, old and ugly now or something. Like, a diversion.
Yeah,
of,
like, it surprised me a little bit, actually, with the ending. But actually, it makes a lot of sense if you think about the way that the first one resolved.
Yeah. I mean, because it's cool because he comes back with, like, he has a whole family. And it's, like, bittersweet. And I was like, I actually feel, like, bittersweet right now, surprisingly, for, like, a comedy.
Yeah.
Like, I, like, they did a better romance job than the new Star Wars.
Yeah, and I feel like they could have had that be the quota for romance instead of the whole thing between the redhead and the main character.
I mean, that was, like, the obvious romance. Like, from the beginning, you're like, oh, they'll get together. It's like, I mean, like, I don't mind tropes.
Yeah,
I, like,
it just
kind of follow them. And, like, I'm just like, it's going to happen. Like, whatever, you know. I'll just enjoy the ride, I guess. But the movie is filled with tropes. It's, like, pretty predictable, except for a few things.
Yeah, there were a lot of tropes.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing, because I felt the humor compensated fairly well. CGI is pretty bad in some spots, too. That's about it, I'd say. In terms
of I didn't like the CGI for the Jaguars.
Yeah, they looked bad.
They didn't look great.
No, they did. They did what a film does good.
Elephant looked okay.
Is they made setup and then resolution. Over and over again, they had setup, the cake joke, resolution, the cake joke playing out later. They did, their humor was set up and then fulfilled. Like, every good movie should have setup and fulfillment, which, like, one of the worst examples of setup.
These mysteries.
One of the worst examples for setup is, like, Suicide Squad. There's so much setup in that movie and then no real fulfillment of any of it. But in this film, a lot of the things are set up and then fulfilled. Yeah, like, in Suicide Squad, there's a scene where, you know,
I still need to see that movie.
He keeps, like, keeping his, like, he keeps keeping his unicorn in his, like, side pocket, and he puts it in his left pocket, specifically his left pocket. Or, you know, I think his left, it might be right, but he puts it in there.
It's a what?
Like, it shows you, he has this, like, stuffed pink unicorn, the boomerang guy.
Boomerang guy. Okay.
The hero. They're the supervillain, and he uses boomerangs. It's his weapon. And he has a pink stuffed unicorn. Sounds insane, but there's also a guy who's really good at climbing stuff, but he, like, blows up in, like, the first few seconds. Oh,
that's a different guy.
Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking of it. I was thinking of that guy.
No, he, like, blows up. No, the boomerang dude.
Yeah, that's his whole character, is that he blows up.
He, like, is literally, like, there and then gone. He carries, like, this unicorn with him, and the movie does a very specific showing him putting the unicorn in his pocket after, like, three fights. So then a guy throws a knife at him later in the movie, lands in the spot where the unicorn usually is, right? So you're like, bad, you know, not the greatest payoff, but hey, maybe he'll pull the unicorn out and find out there's stuff inside of it, or, like, it's, you know, it's got thing inside of it or whatever, like, whatever, yeah, it'll be a payoff, right?
They'll elaborate, yeah.
Right, it's elaborated. He pulls out a wad of cash from the left pocket, and then that's it. There's, like, no, like, you could call it, like, subversion of, like, you know, build up and then let down. You could call, like, some of them try to, like, subvert it for a joke. Like, you can subvert something to be a joke. It'd be funny because it's like, oh, that's not what I expected. Ha ha, funny. But there was no joke because he takes the money and throws it. Like, it would have been exactly the same if he pulled the unicorn out, like, you know, threw it. Like, it'd be the same thing. Like, you'd be like, well, the unicorn wouldn't stop anything. But, like, later on, it could show that there's stuff inside of it or whatnot. I don't know. Or before. But still, literally, it's just a cache of money that, you know, he could have picked up the cache of money earlier and be like, I want this, and puts it in his pocket. And then later on, that's the setup for the payoff. There's no payoff. It's just pointless. It's
Just things kind of happen.
From an editor's perspective, or like, yeah, there's a really good channel that talks about like editing in movies, and like from a director's perspective, it's just bad. It's like there'll be parts where people are over here, and then all of a sudden, it skips so far ahead of time, they're all of a sudden in the other room, and you're like, oh, it's like jarring.
Yeah. I've seen a lot of videos about why Suicide Squad is bad, and I still need to see that movie in order to like give a good reviewer of it, I guess. But yeah, it doesn't look great from what I've seen.
Honestly, it's from what I've then this is controversial, right? I was entertained enough where I liked it the first time, and then I watched it the second time. I watched it. It's like one of those films you watch a second time, and it just sours it. Like, or you get like the more you like think about it, the more the film just gets worse and worse. It's like kind of like flashy fun, and then on the surface, and then like nothing underneath, like at all. And you're like, oh, this is bad.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, hopefully I didn't like change your expectations too much. So
I guess everybody's in that film. I'm still gonna see it someday. Just when I feel like it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's the thing. When you're like, oh man, I gotta see this movie because I want to cringe. And it's like, well, am I in the right mood to cringe right now? Usually it's been a no, hence why I haven't seen it yet.
You're like, I'm in cringe mode. Do you wanna end the podcast around here? Keep it short for the first podcast.
End it at like around 45 minutes. So yeah, I'll talk about. Do we come to an agreement? Do we come to an agreement for the name?
We could see if the comment section has anything to say, although we might not get any real views on the first podcast, but
no, I think we got to pick one.
Yeah, for the podcast. Like,
wait,
the
did
name.
You come up with any names?
I don't think I mentioned any. I was like I mentioned names off of your names, but
Oh yeah, fair enough.
Yeah, I got nothing. Yeah,
I got nothing. No worries. Actually, I didn't
there was
have
some I was going to say
until
jokes,
today.
But
okay.
I well, tried. What about Let's
yeah,
Rant?
Let's
Rant's a pretty good name.
we can't pick a name that we've already used.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm thinking
I like the Umbra idea.
First choice. Yeah. Wait, do we want to go with Day Umbra?
Yeah. Umbra podcast or Day Umbra podcast? I think Day Umbra sounds better, actually.
I don't think... Here, yeah. Hold on. Let's look up Umbra podcast. I still like... Yeah, I'm with you on that. I like Day Umbra better, but... El Umbra podcast.
It's probably Spanish.
Probably. It's like two dudes in bed with each other. What the heck?
Wow.
What is this?
Gay Umbra podcast, I told you.
Gay Umbra.
Gay Umbra.
It already exists. Yeah, but we can go with Day Umbra, or we can go with did you like Obscurity enough to throw that in there?
I just think it's too like
Umbra
Obscurity. I think it's like too large
podcast?
Of a, I think it's like too large of a word
right.
Is my only complaint. Obscurity. Like I like the word, but
yeah, three syllables.
Yeah. Wait, four, right? No. Obscurity.
Obscurity. One, two, three, four. Yeah, no, it is four.
Cool. I thought I was going crazy for like 2 seconds. I was like, I must be like really tired. So I was like slapping my hands. I'm like, am I going too fast? I'm like, obscurity. sounds like you're fapping.
Yeah, so let's go with Day Umbra. How's that sound?
Sounds nice to me. Oh, I
the heck was that noise?
I hit my mic with my chin. Oh, I actually did a fine symbol.
It sounded like a foop.
I did a fine symbol like in real life for some reason. And when I did it, I like moved my face, and because I do like full facial expressions when I'm like talking on here. So I'm like, yeah,
nice.
And then hit my mic on accident. Wait, so was there something else you wanted to mention as well?
Yeah, actually. Well, I wanted to mention that I'm going to be setting up a Patreon for this, because we are going to be hosting it on the on and like paying for hosting so that we can get this on iTunes. So we got a name, right? We got a name.
Mm-hmm.
So Day Umbra. So Day Umbra. I'm gonna have a link to it on the YouTube for sure. And then I'm gonna set up a Day Umbra podcast on Patreon, and yeah, just anyone who wants to throw us money, who enjoys listening to this. I know this is like the first episode, but hopefully something will come from this. I know, because we really enjoy doing podcasts, and there's definitely going to be a lot more of this. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we're going to set up a Patreon for the Day Umbra podcast. I got to get used to saying that.
Day Umbra.
Day Umbra.
The Umbra. Okay, maybe. Too fast. Right. Dumbra.
Too fast. Yeah, well, is there anything else that you wanted to like mention?
Yeah, I think I figured out another insult for it. What about Dumbra?
Okay, good. Dumbra. That's so dumb.
Maybe it's too late. I'm gonna be popping out dad jokes. Dad jokes per minute.
I picked the one that we could insult the most. Because we didn't have any insults for the other ones. It was just this one. Just this for Day Umbra.
Unlimited insult potential, maybe. I kind of like it, though. Perfect. And then if anybody ever insults it, I'd be like, dude, we already planned this like way earlier, so whatever.
Yeah, it's like self... what's it called?
Deflection?
Shoot.
No.
The word where you insult yourself so other people can't insult you.
Deprecation.
Deprecation. There it is. Yes. Self-deprecation.
Except
it's podcast deprecation.
We got the old podcast shield of deprecation up. Just kidding. Yep. I'd probably laugh if somebody insulted it for real, like as long as it's kind of clever.
Oh, yeah. Well, I laughed when somebody insulted the other podcast. You remember that?
Yeah.
That was crazy.
I remember we got in a video where we were like in like for 2 seconds and it was like a big podcast rant, and then he took it down for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, of course he took it down. People were like, what the fuck, dude? It's just guys making podcasts. What's the deal?
He's like, podcasts are so cringy. It was like, this video is cringy.
Well, yeah, everybody was complaining, or no, he was complaining about how we were just piggybacking off of Baited,
right? As he has Overwatch,
doesn't really make sense, because like it's a podcast and podcasts have existed for millennia. Is that the right term? They've been around for quite a while.
I know.
So making more is just kind of making more. Like, sure, yeah, but he's absolutely right that we made it because we were
more like Hot Wet Soup, I think, was originally, because Baited was just becoming popular.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah,
we were like,
no, yeah, we weren't like trying to set up the same dynamic of like, oh, who can we have that's gonna like have a controversial opinion that we argue back and forth. No, it was just, you know, friends talking about current events.
We're just having fun, man. It was like, it was a like hypocritical like opinion anyways, because he like had Overwatch gameplay in the background and like minimal editing. And I was like, dude, you're like a copy of a commentary channel who's yelling, who's complaining about copies of podcasts. I was like, this is like pretty bad.
Yeah.
Rip that
guy. That's enough. We don't have to, yeah.
Tear my new bubble.
Poor guy.
I don't think his channel's dead. Like, he deleted all his videos.
Yeah, I don't think he did anything after. I even subscribed just to, like, see if he went somewhere, but.
No,
I don't think he has.
Died off. Like,
which is kind of the commentary a shame. Community. Yeah. Yeah. I've thought about becoming a commentary channel many times, but I never did it because I felt like. I don't know. I felt like it was it was overdone.
Yeah. Well,
maybe that's not a healthy way to look at something, because pretty much anything is going to be overdone.
But I'll leave the commentary to you. I wouldn't have picked it like up, except that like when I did it, there was like mainly Leafy, Pyrocynical, and then like maybe a few others. Like there was no I Am Alec. Like not like saying like I was like super like, you know.
Old, oh yeah, you were.
I started like 2 years ago.
OG.
I started OG like 2 years ago. I started because I like thought Pyrocynical was really funny, and I was like, I'd like to do content like this. And then like over time, the commentary community blew up like a half a year later or something, and that's when everybody's like, "You all copycats."
Gameplay of that. What was it? Bit run.
Yeah, I have a
bit run. You actually had gameplay back in the background of that.
Oh, it was like bit run.
I got that game. I can't even remember. Oh, there it is. Yeah,
bit like run. TF2 as well. Overwatch back when it was like in beta. Oof.
Well, I thought bit runner was funnier as like as a thing to.
I had Lego Star Wars
in the background.
Lego Star Wars as
Lego
a background
Star Wars.
Game.
Really?
Once, yeah.
What? Have I not seen that? Oh my gosh! I thought I saw all your videos, but I must not. I had a
Pokemon video that I don't remember if I unlisted it or not. It did really, really bad because I made fun of the game or something.
You made fun of
Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I got a lot of backlash because I poked fun at BuzzFeed or something before it was cool to poke fun at BuzzFeed. I don't know.
BuzzFeed.
I got like it's probably just like my style of video is too all over the place, like too. People are always like, you need to just like slow down and calmly talk about a subject for 10 minutes. I'm like, oh, those are the videos I hate. Like,
yeah, I think I feel like I've rambled too much in the videos I've done. I'm not doing any more speed arts. So, is that what they're called?
I think so. I mean, it's technically your side.
It's been
I'll leave the speed arts to you.
Except I'm not doing them anymore. You can start doing speed arts if you want. I don't care.
It'd be like drawing like terrible art. It'd be like, here's a stick figure of you. That'll be $10, baby.
Oh, make commissions that people don't ask for and then like expect payment.
Oh my gosh. That sounds horrible. Dude, where's my freaking money? And then like make that like fake DMs that they like asked for it.
Oh man.
Oh.
That's where you can actually get people in trouble probably if you well, yeah.
Yeah, that's
if
where you are being a dick.
If a third onlooker doesn't see that as a like as a joke, then
I'm saying you should do it for real. Just
drama.
Like straight up make drama and be like, dude, you said you give me this money.
Just
check
drama.
These DMs. And they're like, what the that's not even, I never said that. Like, yeah, you asked me for commission. Now you're not willing to pay. And then everybody hates on them. And then you're like,
oh, yeah. Oh, they would get real hatred, too, because that's very much a thing that has happened where people get screwed out of commissions. Both the, I want to say, I guess, customer and the artist. Like, it's just not a good situation.
I know. Like,
There needs to be some sort of money exchange platform for it, like kind of like Steam trading.
I know.
Where you have the payment only goes through once you have the
Or
the
at
image.
Least you could do something like, all right, it's $5.
And both
bucks.
People are agreeing on
just,
it.
It's like hard because there's like usually that like little bit of money it takes out. But if you could be like, all right, I just need you to pay me like $2 now, and then you can pay the rest later. Just at least so you don't get completely screwed. I know it's like no money, but like,
yeah,
it's almost like you give me a down payment just because. But then you have it can go the reverse too, where like somebody says they'll do a commission and like never finish it. But it's more so on the other side, I think.
On the customer side,
yeah, the way the customer doesn't pay.
Oh yeah, probably. Although I don't have enough experience with that sort of thing. I don't think I'm ever going to do commissions because it just seems like a sketchy and scary situation.
Did you say it was
I say that
sketchy?
Now, actually.
That it was a sketchy
situation? Are we changing our podcast to sketchy situation?
Hey, because you draw sketchy situation. That like only pulls your side.
Oh, I'm dying.
That's a sketchy situation.
Sketchy situation.
You're talking
that's
about
actually, that's not sketchy situation podcast. That wouldn't be a bad name.
Kind of like that a little bit.
I feel like
I was just making a joke now. Because you were talking about like art, and then you said sketchy, and I was like sketch.
Oh, I get you. Yeah, I get okay.
It was a bad joke.
Well, anyway, I just explained sorry. It to you. Yeah, the joke went over my head. I didn't realize it was a pun.
Yeah.
But yeah, as I was saying, then if we do like a Patreon and like and get actual if we get like people to donate their hard earned money for the podcast, then I wouldn't mind making some like reward tiers where I can like draw stuff for people.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Which I feel like is a little bit better, maybe, of a like situation, because if it's a Patreon, well, no, if you're saying that you're going to give somebody something, then you just have to do it.
It's true.
If they're giving you money.
Yeah, that can be hard on the artists themselves, but no, for the most part, that's fine. And I'll give voice clips. I'll say anything you want as long as it's not gay or racist. I'm just kidding.
Gay or racist. All right.
I keep swear words to a minimum. I'm not a naughty person. Well, that leaves up so much potential. All right. All right. Whoa, we're at 52
That's right.
minutes.
It was, oh, wow. Yeah. This has gone on. All right. Well, thank you for listening to the Day Umbra podcast.
The Dumbra.
Oh boy. We're gonna be back. I promise this isn't gonna be a one-time thing. Stay tuned for more.
Good night.